State lawmakers have passed a $16 billion transportation package. It's funded mainly by a hike in the gas tax. The dollars will go toward a bevy of roads and transportation projects. Here in the Puget Sound region, it'll pay for finishing the 520 bridge and for creating better road access to the airport. There's some money for transit. Mark Hallenbeck is the director of the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. I asked Hallenbeck, will this road improvement and transit money mean easier traffic and shorter commutes?
No. In the short term, yes. In the long term, no.
Yeah.
The short term is, hey, all capacity improvements are good in terms of making things operate better. And one of the big things you have to do is, as this region continues to grow, and the estimates are that there could easily be more than another million people in the next 20 years, those people have to go somewhere, right? And so some of this capacity improvement, whether it's transit, whether it's roads, whether it's whatever, some of that capacity improvement simply goes to absorbing the million new people who are going to show up here. So in a way, I don't look at it as saying, hey, it's going to make your life way better, but it's going to make it not become horrendous. And those are really good things.
Now, the last statewide funding package for transportation was passed a decade ago. How much did we need this transportation package?
Really, really badly we needed the transportation package. Ever since Tim Eymann's initiative, and the Tim Eymann initiative took away 30% of the state transportation budget, and that put a big hole in what we were going to spend. The concept behind that initiative was the state had a big surplus. Golly gee whiz, we're just going to take that surplus and we'll spend it on transportation. Of course, it timed itself to a dip in the economy so that there was no surplus. And so what happened was 30% of the transportation budget went away. The response to that was we would propose what became two packages, the nickel and then what's called the TPA. And so those were gas tax increases. But to pass those, they were mostly about new projects, right? And so and we built them, and they're good projects, and there's nothing wrong with the projects that were built. But you lost the ability to continue to do this ever-increasing maintenance requirement, ever-increasing because we keep expanding the system. And the system we have continues to age, which means the maintenance cost goes up just because things are older. So that continues to be a problem. And again, this project, there is money for maintenance, and that's a really good thing. But as we continue to expand, those maintenance needs will also continue to expand. And so we have yet to catch up on the maintenance side of all the things that need to be done.
I'm speaking with Mark Hallenbeck, director of the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. And your job is just to look at what's the best way to get people around. The politicians who drew this package up, they have many political considerations to put in place. What was left out of this package do you think that would have been good to your ends, just getting things to move better?
What's missing here is there's no connection of demand to the price you pay to the services that we provide. So the simple way to say it is that transportation is an economic good. When you reduce the price, people use more of it. When you increase the price, people use less of it. And there's only two ways you can deal with an economic good. One is called capitalism and one is called communism. In capitalism, when you have too much demand for a good, the price goes up. Super Bowl tickets, right? How many people would like to go? And so you raise the price. When you raise the price, in theory, then you have money to build more of those goods. So you build a bigger stadium or you build a bigger road or you make more widgets. So from an economics perspective, yeah, what you really want is the people who use the system to pay directly for their use of the system. And then the money that they are paying go towards operating and expanding that system to find that right match between capacity and supply. For us, when you get on this very limited road space at 8 o'clock in the morning on I-5 and you're trying to head to downtown Seattle, you're not paying anything really from a cost perspective. And because you're not paying it, you overuse it. The price to you is low. Mm-hmm. And that price means congestion. So the communistic way that you ration things without price is, you know, in the famous bread lines in Russia. In Russia, the price of bread was driven low. We were going to keep it as low as possible because everyone should have bread. And since you couldn't make enough bread at that price, you stood in line, right? Because there's not enough.
Well, Mark, are you saying that our transportation planning and funding is more like Bolsheviks than capitalists?
Yes. There's no doubt about it. Our road system in particular is driven as a communistic system. So in Russia, since there's not enough bread, if you want bread, you went early, you stood in line, and when they ran out, they ran out. Okay. And if you want to use I-5, there's not enough of it. So you go early and you stand in line. It's called congestion. So they're trying to work with that, and you can see it on 520 where you raise the price and you take the money and you spend it on transit or you spend it on widening the bridge from 4 lanes to 6 lanes. Okay, now that's a good economic way to make people realize the costs that they're imposing on others as well as themselves. But politically, it's suicidal. And because there are a whole lot of people who made decisions on where they're going to live under one program. They made those decisions based on the fact that this road was free, and they are willing to sit in line for an hour. Okay, and they made those decisions, and those are perfectly good decisions. And so when Mark the jerk shows up and says, it's going to cost you $3 to get across 520 at 8 o'clock in the morning, that's not in my budget. And I object really strongly to that. And in the American society, that means I elect somebody who says, no, we're not going to do this. And then you raise the gas tax. And so what happens in the gas tax is you hide these really expensive costs of big freeways in major areas. And so a gas tax is a good short-term fix because people understand it and they know what they're getting. Great, it'll work for now. In not too many years, they're going to have to do something different. They'll have to do something different.
Mark, he's not a jerk. Helen Beck, director of the Washington State Transportation Center at the University of Washington. State lawmakers have passed a $16 billion transportation package funded mainly by an increase in the gas tax that'll begin later this summer. Lawmakers still have to pass some accompanying bills to finalize that package.